Morning, Rabbi Sai. Continuing our discussion from yesterday. I'll put it on. A bit more space. Yeah. So continuing our discussion from yesterday. Yesterday we said, what happens if he's on night four, he's got four candles, and his chaver has got no candles? So should he light the four candles, and the chaver unfortunately can't? Or should he light three and the chaver lights one? Should they share two and two? So we said yesterday that the halacha would be that in that case, he would light one and his chaver would light one, and that's it. And there are two spare, because the ikka mitzvah is one candle, and therefore me'ikka din you can be mekayem the mitzvah of hadlaka even bizman hazeh. The minhag is now that we have eight candles. We have a menorah and up to eight candles, but nevertheless, you could be yotzer with the one, and therefore I light one, he lights one, and that's it. There is a rule, yeah. There is a general rule that we say we don't say chatoi b'shvil sheyizkeh chavercho. We don't say that somebody should do an avera in order that somebody else should have a sechus. So therefore, why should I not light four menorahs tonight, four candles tonight, in order that somebody else can light menorah? The answer is that would only be in a situation, that would be only be a problem if I couldn't light at all. But I'm lighting. I'm lighting one candle instead of four. But I am lighting. And therefore, once I'm lighting, therefore, I can be mekayim the mitzvah, not mahadrin, but just the basic mitzvah, light one candle. He can light one candle, and that's one each, and that's it.
What about the shamash? Is that considered a candle?
The shamash is definitely not considered a candle.
Why not?
What?
If you've only got one.
I'm saying, if you've only got one, yeah, then by all means, yeah, use the shamash. If you need one extra, yeah, and you've got a spare candle for a shamash, that's fine. Yeah. But then you've got to make sure, the reason why the shamash is going to be burning there for half an hour is because, the reason why the shamash is burning for half an hour is because in order that if somebody comes into the room, yeah, that they won't be using the light of the menorah to walk through. So therefore, if you're going to have no shamash, then either you make sure that nobody actually uses the light of menorah, yeah, or you leave a light on. Yeah, if you leave the light on in the room, yeah, then you can manage without a shamash. So then you only need the shamash to light, but you don't need the shamash to remain there. So that would be that halacha. What happens if on any day you've got one less? Let's say on the fifth day of Chanukah, you've only got four candles. Yeah, so what should you do then? Should you light the four, or should you light one, or should you light... Don't know, you've only got four, and today is five. Yeah, the halacha is that you light one. The halacha is you light one. There's no point in lighting four, because tonight isn't four. You're not going to gain telling the person who's the roya, the person who sees, he's not going to know which night of Yontov it is. Fakir, he's going to think it's four instead of five. Therefore, if you've only got four candles, and tonight is five, or any other day, then the halacha is just light the one and put the others away.
Started at Turaway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Vav Cheshvan, 26th of November, for Admor Meungvar Shlita, revealing your inner strength. This week's Torah been sponsored, Leo Nishmas. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Yishayahu, Zechoron Lebrocha, Yatzad is on Shabbos. Rabbi Ilan Nishmas, our Soraway founder, Yosef Dov Ben.
Shalom Aleichem, Berichem Avoim. Happy to see, to get, to talk, to be together. Divrei Torah. You know, I'm used from the Shir Daf Hayomi, all the Shiurim, that it takes an hour. The first time they told me a half an hour, so I was shocked. What is a half an hour? After that, I remind myself, Hasidim, they sit beChanukah. But the candles, but Chanukah, but Neiris Chanukah, they sit a half an hour. So Chodesh Kislev, you have a half an hour. So Chodesh Kislev, for sure, a half an hour. But I came over here, I see it's not a half an hour. I came in the middle of Shir, so they start already 8 o'clock. So it's not a half an hour. It's for me a half an hour. For you, it's a whole 24 hours to sit and learn and do Torah Yerushalayim. It's a big thing. I had a question today, but the beginning from the davening, we say the parsha of Akedas Yitzchak. The parsha of Akedas Yitzchak takes us most of the time in the whole year. The biggest day in the year is the first day, Rosh Hashanah. We do a lot of things. We eat simanim. We pray. We say Lashuna Toive. We do a lot of things. But there is one thing, but this is the sea from the day, Tkiat Shofar, to blow over the Shofar. What is it? It's also to remind Akedas Yitzchak, the Akedah. We see Slichot, all the Slichot, Shkenazim, Svadim, there is Akedah Odapon. A few times we remind, a whole time we demand Akedas Yitzchak. And you know, if you look it over, it's an unbelievable thing to take your lovely son, the good one, after 100 years. It's something. But if you take a other, you think it more deeper, it's a little bit funny. It wasn't. The Akedas Yitzchak is a thing what didn't happen. It didn't happen. You want to do it. You try. You start. But it didn't. It didn't work out. The end was that he's not a carbon. We take an aisle, we did the other thing. So it's a little bit, why do you ask so much schus in a thing what you didn't do? The second thing what I want to ask is, we find in Parshas Vayeru that Avraham Avinu was davening and praying, asked for Kodesh Baruch Hu, help, don't kill Zdom. He tried once, twice, three. I don't know. What happened to Sof? In the end, what happened? Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't listen to his tefillah. So what do you see? He is the tefillah? Tefillah is the Avraham Avinu. He is the Rosh for tefillah. He is called, he made the Inyan for tefillah. He is everything for tefillah. The end is, you don't feel nothing. It didn't work out. There is a Dibna Magid, a Mushaf from Dibna Magid. He says that the end it was that all the tefillahs, what you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it, and he puts it in his Oitzer Genuzov, this is the Lushan, he puts it near him, and when you need it and he decide to give it to you, he used the tefillah. Yeah? Not you want to have a car, and he decide not, so you go to Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, I want to have a car. Kodesh Baruch Hu, help me, I want a car, a nice car, a big car, with a red color, I don't know which color you need. Yeah? So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't want to give you a car. But the tefillah, what you ask the car, doesn't go. He takes it and he holds it. After that, you do something else, and you get it, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes the tefillah and takes it to get it to other thing. So it doesn't go in Gans Nazoi. But I want to say one thing, but this is very important. There is other mitzvah. Let's think other mitzvah, you know? Mitzvah is Piriyah Verivyah, the first mitzvah in the Torah. You could explain what is the mitzvah? You gotta bring kids. You could bring kids. You could do what you want. There is a lot of people, older people, they do the same thing. And there is people, they get kids. And there is people, they don't get kids. So how do you say me to make mitzvah Piriyah Verivyah? It's a big machlokes in the Achronim. If mitzvah Piriyah Verivyah is enough that I do what I have to do, because this is the mitzvah. Or we look, if you bring a kid, if you don't bring a kid, it's nothing of what you do. There is Paschim, they say, you can't force me to do a thing what doesn't have with me to do. I do what I can do. To bring the kid, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he is the decide to give or not to give. You understand what I'm saying? So this is a machlokes achronim, if you look at the end, or we look on those. But let's say the poskim what they hold, it's enough what I do. You see it one more time. But we don't look on the end, on the finish. We look what you try to do. In this I want to explain most of the problems what we have is young people, not so much, but you get a little bit more older, it starts a problem. What is the problem? Everybody, when he has time, if he works very hard, he doesn't have the problem. Only Shabbos. But if he doesn't work so hard, he gets a problem. The problem is he starts to think. When he starts to think, he starts to blame himself. I did not so much. After the tefillah, let's talk even in not in Gashmius, let's talk in Rochniut. Yeah, you know, I send my son in a cheder. Maybe I have to push him more. Maybe I did this. A whole time you're busy. You're busy with yourself to blame yourself. I didn't daven today. How I was supposed to daven? Maybe I have to buy this film. Maybe I have to do it. And the same thing is in Gashmius. A whole time you're busy to blame yourself. Why? Because in the modern world, in the Olam HaChomri, in the normal world, you look only on the end. There is a mashal from the Chofetz Chaim. There is a lot of, they say it, for a Meir Shapira. What is the hevdel, what is the difference between someone who sits and learns and between someone who doesn't sit and learn, he works? The difference is like this. Because if you take someone, let's take someone, a doctor. Yeah? You come to the doctor. So, he makes a checkup and he takes money for the checkup. If he finds, a doctor is not the best example. Let's make it a plumber, yeah? A plumber comes. You call them, the washing machine doesn't work. So he comes in and he sees that you forget to put the change the button. So he doesn't tell you that you forget to change the button. So he goes there, this side, he makes something, clearly he works. And he changed the button, takes 500 pounds, I don't know, 100, how much is it? 100 pounds? Okay, not less than that. He goes, he says, I fix it, it's good. He had to work? No. It didn't work nothing. He only pushed some button over there and it goes out. But the same example could be the opposite also. He comes to fix the wash machine and there is a big problem. And he tries. First of all, he thinks the problem is in the rubber over there. So he takes it out, he puts it in. Doesn't work. He could spend more than a day and a half to fix it and he can't take more than 100 pounds because it's one problem. So you could see, you pay for the plumber, you don't pay on the work, you pay on the end. The wash machine works or doesn't work. If you can't make the wash machine works, you don't get paid only the minimum. In Torah, it's not like this. In Torah, even that you sit and you learn a whole day, you don't understand. Oh, you think you understand. And after that comes someone and so he shows you, excuse me, this is not pshat. This is not pshat. So this is Torah. You start the Gemara. Ruva says like this. Abaya says now. After that you learn Rashi. Tosfos says, excuse me, this is not pshat. Most of the time, there is Paskim and there is Rishonim. They say, you don't know the pshat. So you see one thing. That you don't have to, in Torah, you don't have to have it clearly. For sure you have to have it. But if even that you did it not understand 100%, but you're learning, you do what you have to do, then it's counting. What? It's counting. If you have the mitzvah and it's not a waste. Yeah.
Omer.
What is it?
Omer.
Omer. Omer la toire. Omer la toire. Wonderful, wonderful. Omer la toire. The Omer is the Iker. Yeah. They say more than this. They say even when you go in middle of the learning, you go take out a gemura and you bring it back, You're not learning. It's also called Yigiyas HaTorah. It's apart from the learning because you do something for Torah. Where I find, I want to connect to this a small Reb Tzudik, a very important thing, and this will give a light on the whole what I'm saying now. And this is helping very much for everybody if he knows this. Reb Tzudik says like this. He asks a question. Avraham Avinu was the first from the three of us. Yeah? He was 175 years he was alive. 175 years. Yaakov Avinu was 147. Huh? 47. Yitzchak, 180. 5 years less than Yitzchak is Avraham because Esav. No. Let me ask you, what did Avraham Avinu do in the 175 years most of the day? What did he do?
Kiruv.
He calls it Kiruv, but Kechnus Sorchem, the same thing. He was going with race, nice. With food. Everybody, come in, this way. Okay, you need me to sleep? Okay, go my bed. You need what to eat? A whole day he was busy to give. Eat, drink, take my bed. This is the whole thing. Most of the day he was busy with this. How do you know? How do you know? Me?
Because
on wonderful. But there is a pusik in the Torah. Vayita Eishel Bev'er Shava. Vayita Eishel means that he put in a tree. Eishel is a tree. But Chazal takes the word Eishel and says, there is three letters. I take the Os Aleph, the letter Aleph, and I fill it out. Aleph is Achile, means eat. Shien, the second Os, Shtia, drink. The last letter is Lamed, Line, means to sleep, to give to sleep. So now we have in the Torah, where is written in the Torah, what he did 175 years? In three letters. It's not even written. You don't see nothing. That what he did most of his life, you don't have nothing, only one thing. Three letters. From the other side, you see a wonderful thing. Avraham Avinu was 100 years, and he made himself a bris. And the third day from the bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taked out the son. Nobody shall come bother him because he was wounded. Yeah? In Kodesh Baruch Hu sent Maluchim, they shall come be Achnusas Orchim. He was happy. He bring it out, how do you call it, meat, chemo, v'chulo, what was it? How many psikim there is in the Torah on this? Maybe 11 psikim. How many words the Torah gives on this? 100 words. Let me ask you a question. Be honest. It was, this is Achnus HaSorchem? Angel needs to eat? Amalek doesn't eat. He made himself. The Rashi says, Lo yeshana udom min haminik. They didn't eat. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it was. But it didn't. It wasn't. They didn't make after that Asher Yutzar, not by the Nefashis. I don't know. So what do you see? Says Rav Tzudik, that the Torah gives 100 words, 11 psukim, and what you want to do. Avraham Avinu want to make Achnus HaSorchem. It didn't work out. It's like the tefillah is dumb. It didn't work out even how the Torah wants to show one thing. The main thing is not to do. The main thing is to want. You should have a ratzon. Rutzen. And they say, Beficho ibilvavchu lasoy soy. What is with Masecho? Only over here? You know? All the chilonim. All the people, they don't make kai mitzvahs. He asked, you know, I had a brother, so he finds someone in the bus. So he told him, why you don't go in the army? Why you don't go in the army? So he tells him, why you don't go with a kippah? So he answered him, ani Yehudi belev. I am a Jew in the house. So he told him, ani chayal belev. Beficho belvavcho lasoy soy. If it's enough, beficho belvavcho, it's enough. The mouth. We need my sechel. No, the truth is, it's enough. For sure, we mekayim mitzvahs is the ikir, but you don't forget. Beficho belvavcho lasoy soy. The ikir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see. You want or you don't want. You want to give $1 million for the building? It's enough. I know the Reisel money is not happy with this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy that you want to do. You want to build a mikveh? You want to give for your Eidim to learn? You have to have only one thing. I want. I'm in it. I'm connected. If then you don't start to judge yourself the whole day, you don't judge. If you don't judge yourself, then you're happy. What's the whole problem? You sit the whole day and say, oh, it didn't work out. Who says it has to work out? Work out is mitzvah per yevarevye. This is belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to work out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants one thing. We shall try to do. This is a Kedis Yitzchak. You don't need he shall be Mishchat. You don't need he shall be a carbon. We want to see if you do what is possible, the most you could do. It's enough for me. We have more 10 minutes. So let me share with you a small shala. Important shala and a nice shala. I don't know if London they call it like this, but in New York they call it a respirator. Oh, do I talk the respirator? Yeah, okay, so you know. Lo ileini v'lo ileichem. It is a shala in the poskim. A choyle. What he has, a respirator. If you have permission, if you take it down from the choyle, is this is a isa retziche or not? What do you say? First of all, what do you think? Huh? Yes. No, you say yes because the poskim holds like this. No, but I want to. So I will explain myself. I will explain. It's important. Important. Rechmon Litzlan, when someone is sick, and he has to die, he's like a goises. You don't have permission to touch him, because then you're mekarav misusoy, like you say. But if there is something outside what bothers him to die, the example what the Remu and the Rishonim brings, if you knock, yeah. You knock outside, there's big noise, and the noise gives him energy, not the neshama should not go out, so you could tell him, stop to knock. This is not called that he kills him. In the Lashon from the Hasarat Hamoinea, I take it away. I don't touch him, it's something outside. So let's think together. When he is sick. When he has a respirator in himself, and the respirator gives him in air from outside, what is it? It's like something outside. When I take out, it's not like I don't touch the body because I don't have to take it out. I could cut it out from over there. I take out the plug. I don't have to touch him. I take out the plug, and I stop to give him air. If I stop to give him air, it's the same thing maybe like outside. You agree with me?
No.
No, explain.
You're not giving him air, you're giving oxygen. Oxygen from the air. It's a difference.
That what? Ah. Okay.
And the reason you're doing it is that he should have a refer shleima.
Ah.
And he should recover. That's the reason why you put the referee.
No, but yeah.
Before he gets to go to six.
But you see, it, for sure, he's right, 100%.
Thank you.
I will explain. We don't talk Chas v'Shulam to do such a things. But a lot of times you see he's suffering. You see that he's suffering. You can't see it. The family stands over there. They can't see it. He's suffering. So then you have a dilemma what to do. You don't know what to decide. So you want to know, I told you that the Poskim says not to do it. You have to ask a Rav. But we're talking now Lamdish, yeah? We have a doctor with us. So we're talking to have to understand. If this is called that you touch him Ritzicha, all the time ritzicha, ipshat, you take a knife, you cut down the head. You do something, a maise. Yeah? You take a bullet, you send it. But over here, I don't do nothing. I take out the plug. It's like the same thing what I told you. If you make a noise, a big, hard noise, what the remu brings, the noise makes that the neshuma should not go out. In this, you have permission to do it. So I want to. We don't find on this too much. The paskim, Rav paskim, holds that there is a iser tzicha. My father in the Sefer Mishnah Luchos Chelik Yitzayin has in this a other way. He also holds it's you can't do it. But he holds, if you have someone who could live more, then it's, let's say, we had one respirator in the hospital, and you could now take out this respirator from him to give it to someone to save his life, and his life is, he's young and he's sick, he holds that you could do it. Because over here is only a goisis, and he holds it's more a suras haminaya. But I want to, it is a few minutes, I want to finish it and to give you one example where we could see a little bit to understand what's going on over here. There is a ran in Masechta Shviyas. Masechta Shvuot, there is a ran. There is a gemura. The gemura says, Koinem shani oichol shloishi yumim. Someone makes a neder that he will not sleep 3 days. The halacha is, Malkin oisoi v'yushal alter. It's a neder shvias shav. Ask the Rana question: what will be if someone makes a neder that he will not eat 30 days, 7 days? If it's the same thing like sleep, what do you say, Rabbi Isai? Huh? Doctor, no. What do you say?
I don't want to be masked on this paper.
Oh, you don't know. No. It's a machloikis. It's a machloikis. First of all, the Ran says at the Santa, very interesting. He says like this. No, eat is not like same thing like sleep. Sleep, you fall. It can't be you're not sleeping. Yeah? But eating, he says, we will wait till you will get sekanat nefashot. Till you'll be... And then we have alacha pikiach nefesh doiche kol atoyre kile. Then you give him to eat till he comes back to himself, and after that continue. Don't eat. It's like Yom Kippur. It's like all the mitzvahs. The pikiach nefesh is doiche everything. So you made a neder, okay? The neder you have to keep. You scared that you will die. So he will eat. Before you die, you eat, and then he will not die. Right? The Ran tries to say such a svara. And he brings the Rambam, that the Rambam holds there is no difference between to sleep and to eat. After that, but this is the main important thing now, we will finish with this. The main important thing what the Ran brings, the Ran says, someone who makes a neder, that he will not eat, this is like a neder lohumes neder v'shvua lavor al divrei Torah. Yeah, it's like you make a neder not to keep the Torah. Why? Because the Torah says v'chai bohem, you don't have permission to kill yourself. And when you make a neder, you say that I want to kill myself, not to eat. It's like you say I want to kill myself. Nishba lavor al divrei Torah.
Did the man mean not to eat, or did he mean not to eat or drink? The difference being that you can carry on drinking.
No, without drinking. Without drinking goes on. Yeah. This Ran is a chiddush nifle ma'od. You know what is written in Ran? You don't do nothing means that you want to kill. If you don't give food for yourself, it's called that you kill yourself. This is a raya, a respirator, it's the same thing. You don't give air for yourself,
It's like you kill yourself. You could learn this in another way. You could say, if I make a cut in my hand and goes out blood, then it's called that I am killing myself. But I don't give myself in food. Why? It's not a kimvasei. It's a shel vataisa. It's more. It's less than a suras meineya. Even how says the Ran, that is an issur to do when you make a neidin and you say, I don't want to eat a month, it's nishba lavra divre toire. So you see that it's counting a retziche.
It's not a fair comparison, because I can refuse to eat fruit and drink, but I can't refuse to breathe air, as Rabbi Biesman constantly...
There is Paschim who says like him, they want to be mechalik. But first of all, I want to show you the Rashi, share with you, there is a Makar, because before that you didn't see, not know, how could be a Iser. And this is one of the places where you see, in there is a Vikuach, they fight, if there is a Raya from the Ran, there is a Raya, there is a lot of people, they hold like you. Thank you very much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall help, we shall have a lot of luck, Asiyat Rishmaya, and the Tzlucha Rabba.
Amen.
And he was on the respirator. And after 2 weeks, the administrator came around.
He just finished speaking.
$10,000.
You sure? A little bit later.
I'll give you a stick of old.